I do want to ask you about the issue of nuclear waste. Australia has not yet identified a permanent storage site for the nuclear waste that will be generated from these submarines, including high-level radioactive waste. Some have also raised concerns that Defence will be able to acquire sites into the future for that purpose. You have been an anti-nuclear campaigner for a long time. Is there any site in Australia that you would consider appropriate for such a purpose?
No, and the reason is threefold. Firstly, up to this point in time, with the exception of one deeply below ground, incredibly expensive site in Scandinavia, Finland, I think it is, there has been no successful facility developed for the long-term safe storage of high-level radioactive waste anywhere. We shouldn't be producing nuclear waste. And the responsibility on governments and on those who produce the waste is to deal with the waste that is already there. And one of the things about the AUKUS arrangement that, as I mentioned earlier on to you, that I really find very, very difficult to comprehend is why is it that Australia is essentially obligated to develop a radioactive waste infrastructure from the ground up when the countries, including the ones that we're getting the submarines from, the United States, hasn't been able to successfully do that up to now. It's highly expensive. The long-lived security and social license issues are immense. And for First Nations people, they quite likely would be alarmed at the thought that there was going to be a location chosen because they're the ones in the past that have borne the brunt of nuclear fallout, and that's something which they still remember.
So if you don't agree with there being a nuclear waste site and under this deal Australia has to deal with and dispose of that nuclear waste, does that not then mean Australia shouldn't push ahead with acquiring these nuclear-powered submarines?
Well, I think it means that you've got to fully understand the issue. I mean, has a nuclear waste plan seriously been factored in and costed? Has anyone really gone through what happens when you've got a massive, big, modern submarine, highly irradiated, with spent fuel? I mean, the decommissioning process on a nuclear sub, it's not like putting out your garbage in the wheelie bin. This is something which requires immense amounts of money, extreme care, caution, prudence, and absolute safeguarded systems. And it's always been problematic for other countries to have to deal with that. And I don't believe, personally, it's a problem that we should be embracing. But in this inquiry, what is important is to have it explained. Have it explained to us. How is it proposed that this should happen? When I say explained to us, I mean explained to the Australian people. All that Minister Miles has said, well, firstly, they were going to identify a site, and I think that was probably in 23. We still don't know where the potential site might be. And the government has said that it will be on defence lands. The rest of what's been said by the government up to now is really just a fairly moderate summary of good intention. And I think anyone considering it, whatever their personal views might be, would need a lot more than that before they came to a call.
Have you expressed your concerns directly to the Prime Minister?
No, I haven't.
Can I ask you then about some of the decisions that have been made by Anthony Albanese recently? He was one of the first world leaders to back the US and Israel's strikes on Iran. Both he and Penny Wong have refused to answer questions about the legality of those strikes. I wonder what you thought when you heard Australia was backing the US's action in Iran.
So I'm not in favour of the war in Iran, and I spoke out against Australian involvement in the war in Iraq, and I would hold the same position. The purpose of this inquiry, though, is not a reflection on the Prime Minister and the government and other decisions they've made. It's a specific focus on the AUKUS agreement. And the reason I say that is not that I don't want to talk about it, but I really think this inquiry is important, and I want lots of Australians, irrespective of their current political views, to think about possibly participating. The government is on the record, including the Prime Minister, in supporting a nuclear weapons prohibition treaty. I strongly support that, but I find it very difficult to see how, with the importation of medium and high-level waste that will come when the Virginia subs arrive and its location here in Australia, alongside the other decisions that are being taken for interoperability, visits by American nuclear submarines, powered submarines and the like, that particular commitment can easily be met. But it's been made by the government, and so it's something we need to consider in this inquiry.
Peter Garrett, thank you so much for your time.
Hey, thanks, Noor.
That was Peter Garrett, former Labor frontbencher and lead commissioner on a new AUKUS public inquiry. You can read more about this inquiry on theguardian.com. That's it for today. This episode was produced by Karishma Luthria. Sound design and mixing by Joe Koning. The executive producer of this episode was Miles Herbert. Don't forget to subscribe or follow Full Story wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also leave us a review. I'm Noor Haidar. Thanks for listening.